You are listening to the one and only Lady Blue.
Tell him again. Tell him again. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou, your host to Music Over Poverty, Poverty Talk podcast. I know it's been a minute since I dropped the EP, but as I said, I have a lot of things going. I have a new business opening up this spring, Bedroom Bundles, LLC. Make sure y'all follow that on IG and Twitter. Website will be up soon. The IG page is definitely up. The Twitter page is definitely up. If you guys are not following me on Instagram on my regular page, it's LADYLUE_DUH is Lady Lou. So let's get right into it, as I always do. So as you guys know or don't know, if you are a listener, I'm living a single life right now, and it's not fun at all. I thought it was going to be exciting. I thought it was going to be fun. I guess I just didn't realize how long it's been since I've been out in the dating world. Things have really changed. Things have gotten really weird, especially here in Philadelphia. I'm not sure, you know, if it's just in my city or it's everywhere, because it has gotten real bad. And some men are just like really unattractive, unsuccessful. And when I say unsuccessful, I don't mean lavish homes, lavish cars, things like that, but just not working towards being anything than what they've already been. So if you're doing the same things every day, hanging around the same people, and they're indulging in the same activities every day, that's what I mean. Like, you don't want shit out of life, and there's nothing that you can bring to the table to a female, or, you know, that has something in life, or vice versa. Because it's just not the males, it's the women as well. But I'm not speaking about us tonight. I'm directly talking about the men. And especially the black men in my community that just, they just don't have good intentions for black women. They barely have good intentions for themselves. So, you know, the expectancy rate for someone to treat you with respect and quality is very slim. So with that being said, I don't think I will be in a relationship anytime soon. I will probably be an old ass lady before I be in a relationship. And that's just the honest truth, because I think that it would take somebody to come into my life to like really show me for a while, you know, not like a 30 day, 90 day, you know, 60 day thing. No, it would have to be like some type of consistency for at least 2-3 years. Like, I've been through way too much, and it's just way too weird to give your energy out and not have it returned, you know, reciprocated. You know, we got to stop pouring into people cups and they're not pouring back into ours, and, you know, and those that are not watering our plants. You know, we have to think about those things when we're engaging ourselves into situationships, sneaky links, whatever. You know, and like back and then, what I can think, like I used to have like the greatest sneaky link situationships. Like, they was fun, they was, you know, exciting. You know, I don't know, it's just not there anymore. And for me, where being where I am in my life today, if you're not feeding me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you know, I'm not going to be there. The bare minimum is not good enough for me. I don't think it was good enough for me back then. I think I just didn't understand my value at that point. But now that I know who I am, I know my value, and I've set those boundaries. It's really hard for people to manipulate me. It's really hard for people to take advantage of me. It's really hard for people to speak to me in a certain way without coming correct. You feel me? Or without being corrected. Because I used to let so much shit slide. With that being said, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she's actually the newer girlfriend of a friend, of a guy friend that I have. Now, the guy friend, I was friends with his son's mom for about 15 years, and we're no longer friends. So him and I remained friends after their relationship ended. And, you know, he introduced me to his new girlfriend, and over the months, I think like the past year, me and her have started, you know, building a relationship, a friendship, things of that nature, to the point where she works for my company now. And she's a great person, a great individual. She has, her creativity is off the roof. So she'll definitely be running like my marketing team and things like that, because I just love her vision and I love the fact that she's able to bring my vision to life. Because she has her own businesses, you know, her own CMO shampoos and things like that. I will get more into that, details telling you where to find those products, because the shampoo is amazing, guys. It's amazing. And I really want her to push that product a little harder, because she doesn't know how amazing that damn shampoo is, you guys. But I was having a conversation with her, and me knowing the dynamics of their relationship, because I was there from the front to the back. You know, I was there and friends with his ex, and I've seen all the baby mama drama. So as a new girlfriend, she doesn't have any children. So she came into that situation with open arms to his children, because I believe he has about five, like three other women. And she came in with open arms, really understanding the whole dynamic of his situation at that time. And she has really been like 10 toes down with him throughout this whole situation. And I've seen it, I've witnessed it, and I have witnessed it, and I still do. But I didn't know that them got, you know, that they were having troubles. I just assumed that they were still, you know, happily in a relationship. So I spoke to her yesterday, and she let me know that wasn't the case. Now, being a woman that sees a woman go into a situation and take on a situation head on, you would think that the man or men will respect women like us, that does that, that nurtures them, that helps them through their obstacles and things like that. But it's not always the case. Some of you niggas is just really fucked up. Some of you are so like broken and unhealed and unappreciative that y'all don't realize when you do have a good woman in your life, it doesn't mean that she has to be a IG model or somebody bad on the fucking runway. I mean, a solid woman that can raise your offspring, that can bear your offspring, that can, you know, prepare you for the outside world, because that's what we're supposed to do, be preparing you and nurturing and loving on you. So when you go out there to that war every day, you know, you go out with your cape on tight, with confidence, you know, with the known and the security of knowing what you have back at home. You understand? So she mentioned to me that, you know, they have been having trouble and they have been having fights and things have not got physical, but they've broken things around the home and things of that nature. So, you know, she asked them, like, you know, if I feel alone, you know, she said days go by and they are like in the same space, in the same bed, and they don't speak, you know. He does little things to agitate her throughout the day, but he doesn't even like really talk to her. They don't conversate. She just found out like he's been having like FaceTime conversations with this one particular female, like all the time. She's checking his phone. They're talking. They barely talk like physically over the phone. They're always FaceTiming, which means it's kind of a more intimate situation. Recall, you know. So she's asking, you know, we get to asking these niggas questions. Do you know her? How you know her? Are you fucking her? Do you have feelings for her? You know, we want to know. So we know where we stand in their lives or how they feel about these other women. That's when you care. You know, you're in a relationship. These are the questions you have to ask. They are hard questions, but they need to be asked. And sometimes it's not the answer that you want or expect, but this girl is supposed to be, let's call her Jenny. Jenny's supposed to be a friend from years ago, and they just reconnected on Facebook. Yeah, and you know, she asked him, you know, have they ever had sexual intercourse, and he's like, he don't recall. Now, where are my real bitches at? Okay, he don't recall. No, he do recall. When a nigga tell you he don't recall, that nigga's straight lying. That's his way of lying without lying. That little small white lie, like, I don't recall. So you don't recall if you fucked this girl or not. Please. Niggas be lying straight through their fucking teeth and braces. So he don't recall if he fucked the girl or not. Cool. We know you did by your response. And also she asked them, you know, doesn't matter if she comes or goes, like if she leaves today, how would he feel? His response, it's your choice. It doesn't matter if you leave or you stay. That nigga got the game fucked up. And I'm saying it as my friend, as his sister. But that nigga got the game fucked up because, you know, in my opinion, what I've told her, if a man ever says some shit like that to me, it doesn't matter to me if you come or go, I will leave and he'll never see me the fuck again. I mean, he will be biting the dust from my fucking shoes because there is no way that I was there for you in all these spaces and all through all these obstacles, through all these trials and tribulations, held you down, and then now I feel alone and lonely, and then you tell me it doesn't matter if I come or go. Bitch, I'm gone. And I know everybody is not going to have their response because everybody is not where I am, or everybody, you know, has to go through it to see if they can deal with it or see if they can fix it, if they can change it. That's dead ass not me. You got me fucked up all the way up. Now, if I feel like I still want to benefit from the situation in a way, then I'll probably stay. But I just can't see myself doing it. Like, that for me is a nigga telling me he doesn't give a fuck about me. He doesn't care if I'm here or there. It doesn't matter to him because basically he's doing what he wants to do any fucking way. And there will be no absence, like, missed if I'm not there. And that's not cool. You know, that's not cool for a man to tell a woman that, especially when she's given herself and time and energy to him and in a committed relationship, living together, sharing bills together, you know, building relationships with his children that she does. You know, she has no children. So she's overextended herself to this man. And for him to push back with that is bullshit. So I just want to make a note that, you know, some men just need to get it the fuck together. Like, it's not okay to use and abuse women. It's not okay to utilize or use up their energy and chew them up and spit them out. That's why you have so many women on their shit with that I don't give a fuck a nigga attitude, because we've been fucked over so much that we are becoming the niggas. It's no more. We're tired of tolerating, especially black women. We have to be the nurturers, the mothers, the givers. We got to lay down on our backs. We got to bear children. We got to open our legs. We got to cook meals. We got to iron clothes. We got to do all this extra shit just to not to receive nothing but hard dick and a headache. That shit is getting mad old. It's 2022. Women are leveling up on unimaginable levels, especially black women. Y'all know I keep it for the culture, but I'm for all women. If you are for standing up for yourself, if you are for living in your purpose, or if you are for not being a doormat, if you are for, you know, someone watering your plants, watering your soul, I'm for it. I'm all for it. I'm not for you sticking around. I'm not for you staying in an abusive relationship. If you are in a domestic violence or abusive relationship, mentally, physically, get out and get the fuck out now. Because when that man say he gonna kill you, he means it. When that man say he don't give a fuck about you, he means it. When he does the things over and over again and apologizes, he doesn't mean it. Because he done it over and over and over again. It's not an apology as in I'ma change my behavior. It's an apology as can we just forget about it? Cause I don't wanna be accountable for my actions. And I wanna make you feel as though it's your fault that I'm this way. These are the men that we need not to be bothered with. These are the men that will continuously lie to you, deceive you, manipulate you, hurt you, abuse you, just do you all the fuck way wrong. And I put up a post this morning about, you know, the dating world and how I'm starting to see things for what it is for some of these men out here. It's like you niggas are living with females, lying, don't have no cribs, no cars, no education, no real knowledge to teach a woman shit or her children to come into a home and actually be the father figure to hold shit down for the single woman that was left with children or whatever. Like, there has to be some type of accountability held for bitch niggas out here. Whether it comes from other men or it comes from the women. Like, these bitch ass niggas need to be held accountable. And no, I'm not calling my friend a bitch ass nigga, but he's definitely acting like a bitch ass nigga. And his ways and the things that he's saying and the things that he's doing is bitch ass nigga ways. Period. And I can tell them, you know, I can tell this to his face. I will and I plan to, you know, I didn't want to confront him right away because she just confided me yesterday. So I'm going to give it a couple days, maybe a week or two or so before I really step in and be like, yo, you dead ass fucking wrong. You know, because I don't want to make it seem like we're sitting back having conversations about him. But she did confide in me, and that was the first time she ever did. And I was under the impression that they were good. You know, and I think a lot of times when we're all in it, heart in it, head in it, we lose ourselves in a relationship. We lose ourselves into other people, and we tend to give more of ourselves than we are supposed to. So whenever things don't work out or whenever things do go bad, you feel an emptiness because, one, that person has walked away with a piece of you, right? Because you've devoted that time, that energy into it. But it takes a stronger individual to call that power back, to call that energy back, to call that love back, to pour that back into yourself. It takes a strong person to do that. And it's kind of hard with women that have been through so many things, and then they think they found something good, and then it turns out to be way worse than their previous situations. You know, that really sucks for us women to pour our hearts and compromise our dignities by telling a man what we've been through just for him to turn around and do the same exact shit. So you wonder why you see crimes out of passion happen and, you know, snapped, where women just loses it, you know, because it's so much that we can take. It's so much that we can endure, and it's not okay. And too many men get away with it. Too many men get away with lying and hurting and robbing and cheating and stealing and abusing and killing us as women. Society has made it a thing. Fuck that nigga, take his money. Fuck that bitch, buy her a bag. She gonna cry in the car. But you, what Meek say? Would you rather cry in a squatter or a Rolls Royce? I don't want to cry, period. You feel me? And not be, you know, I don't want to cry because you've done some dumb shit, and then I'm supposed to feel better, or I'm supposed to ignore it and go on with my life as if it never happened because we're rich, because you can buy me bags, because you can buy me a car. That shit doesn't feed the soul. So many women get lost into material things and end up stripling up on the inside. So they're everything to the world on the outside, but on the inside, they strip up to the point where it starts to show on the outside. Suicidal things, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse. And when I say sexual abuse, I mean allowing the Jezebel spirit to take over, allowing yourself to just lay down with any man, chasing waterfalls, you know, allowing any man to enter your womb, you know, just piling up sex demons on top of sex demons on top of sex demons. And I'm telling you, I've had those experiences as a kid, as a young girl, being a fatherless daughter. Those were my struggles, you know? And I realized that I had to do so much healing and so much detoxing, because I would find myself in good places, but I was still carrying on damages from other people, you know, that they left on me, or men that I call myself trying to heal or falling for because they were broken and I thought I can fix them. That was all a very traumatic time and point for me in my life. A very traumatic time and point, because I didn't understand what I was doing to my spirit until I got older, until I stepped into my spirituality, until I started to learn myself. So even in making mistakes, you know, because I do on a day-to-day, sometimes I fall, sometimes I fall, I still beat myself up, and I beat it myself up bad, yo. Like, I be so fucking mad at myself, like, because it be that, in that moment thing, and I be like, is this nigga telling the truth? Like, and then the other side of me be like, but you know he ain't telling the fucking truth. You know he fucking lying. Like, you know he just want to, like, keep your spirit around so he can feed off of you, because it's something. And I know the gift that I have. I didn't always know it, but I know now, and I live in it, and I live in my truth, but I know I'm a fucking vibe that niggas just don't forget and regret. I'm like that page they skipped and then they wish they would have read that bitch 3 or 4 times. to, you know, to understand, to be able to break down the perspectives, but nah, they always lose out and miss out too late. And I'm not the one to spin a block. You know, I'm not the one to go backwards. I've never have been that person. You know, if I was in a relationship with a person and we broke up and got back together, and then, you know, that revolving door, that's different. But I was never the one to be completely done with a person and go back to them or sleep with them or have an engagement with them or anything of that kind. So yeah. And it's like a situation that I'm dealing with right now, and I'm fighting it because this one particular person I keep spinning the fucking block for, and I just don't understand it, because I know I'm not this person. It's just like this motherfucker has completely captivated my fucking heart or something. I don't know. I'm not, but still in that, I still stand on my boundary, and I don't communicate. I don't answer calls. I don't answer texts. And I know it hurts, you know, when you has to pretend that you don't care about a person or you don't want to be bothered with a person, but you have to have that boundary. You have to be stern on that shit, because they will take advantage. Fuck boys will take advantage, for sure. And every chance they get, you give them a skateboard, they gonna skate on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You give them ice, they gonna skeet on your ass. It's just, that's just the way they're set the fuck up, because one, they're not mentally ready to step into their manhood. They're selfish. They have their own demons and childhood traumas that they're dealing with, and they're not in a place of healing or identifying, you know, how they can change things about themselves or taking accountability into, you know, being responsible and letting the people know that they hurt, that they, you know, that they are aware and they apologize. It's just certain things that fuckboys just don't have in them. And when you fuck with them, you are a fuck girl yourself, you know, like, you are what you date. You are what you lay down with. You are what you attract. You are what you eat. All those things apply to even the people that we deal with. So, this particular individual, I just don't understand it. And I'm still, you know, sitting still with myself and not overthinking, but just analyzing everything to understand, where did I get stuck with this person? And why do I keep spinning the block for this person? Why every time I see this person, my fucking heart falls into my stomach? Like, I just can't understand it. Because I know that the things that's been given and pushed out to me, I'm not accepting it. It was good while I was good. And it's just certain things I just won't accept. But it's so fucking hard pretending that you don't love and care for somebody. This shit's fucking devastating. But anywho, it's not about me. But I just wanted to throw that in there so you guys know that it's always relatable. Anything that I speak about is something I'm going through, something somebody else is going through that's around me, something that I have already experienced. I don't speak on shit that I don't know nothing about, or I don't speak on things with the as if I've never made those mistakes, or as if I've always been in this space, you know, like, because I don't like when people speak as if, you know, not they're better, but as if, okay, I came over the obstacle, I got over the obstacle, you haven't got there yet, I'm better than you because I'm here in this place in my life and you're there. Like, that's bullshit. Like, we all weren't in that place. I was definitely not always in that healing space. And it does feel good as fuck to pat yourself on the back and know, like, yeah, I know who I am, carry on, keep it fucking moving. But you definitely can't look down on others, and you have to stay relatable, especially when you're speaking to a nation of people in this podcasting world and anywhere in the world of communication. So I've said to her, you know, and I preach to this to all my girlfriends, you know, I don't have many, but I do have some, and my sisters, and I just push self-love into them all the time, you know, as much as I push it onto myself, because I said we're going to make mistakes, but it got to be a point in your life where you just stop accepting shit. You stop accepting the bullshit. You stop, you know, accepting the lies and the deceit and the good dick, because dick will fuck you up. Good dick will fuck you up, like literally fuck you up. Like, a nigga will snatch your soul and then leave, and then you be fucked up. You know what I mean? Or you'll find yourself going back to that nigga because the dick is so good. So fucking good. That with your flashbacks is like seizures and shit. Like, you ever had dick so good you can't think straight at work? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still fucking stuck. Yeah. And then you would be fucking stuck on that dick. But the person attached to it is a piece of shit. period. So I think we get lost in that as well. We get lost in that, oh my God, but the dick is so good. And we do it. Shit, us women, sometimes y'all niggas ain't shit, but y'all dick be good as fuck. And it's bad that y'all ain't shit niggas got the best dick. We don't understand it. We don't understand it. But if you're not strong enough, sis, to fuck that man and keep it moving, don't do it. Because he gonna have you in a fucking Charlotte's Web again. And every time you go to complain or try to speak up for yourself, he gonna fuck you and you gonna shut up. You gotta snatch back your power, because them niggas think that they got that power. And unfortunately, some of us have shown them that the shit works. I'm just saying, we've all been there. But don't be that girl anymore. Don't be that girl that they can only give dick to. Don't be that girl that they can just say I'm sorry and you're good with. No, don't be that girl. Be cordial. Stay positive. Stay alert. Keep your integrity. But never fucking trust that person again. Never indulge in any intercourses, relationships, situationships with that person again. Those persons again. Never trust them people again. Like, it just, no. You know how you deal with people from a long-handled spoon? Like, that's how you deal with motherfuckers like that. When you know what you're dealing with, you know how to deal with it. Simple as that. And just because you're cordial and you're not, you know, being nasty, bitter, or mean, doesn't mean that you have settled in. And it doesn't mean that they won. They may have think they won, but they have not won. It's just as simple as that. A person knows what they're dealing with, they deal with it. Simple as that. They know how to deal with it. They know how to deal with the situation with the person. And that's how you deal with motherfuckers that tried you. I ain't going to diss you. I ain't going to argue with you. I'm not going to do none of that. But if you think that you're going to have me in the same way, or you think I'm going to respect you in the same way or look at you in the same way, that's a negative. And sometimes some of the motherfuckers just can't. You can't be around them. They just can't be around you. You got to just get the fuck from around them. In other instances, you probably can't. You know, rather, you know, maybe they're the mother or the father of your children, you know, siblings or something of a closer relationship, to where as though it's just not easy for that person to just be rid out of your fucking life, you know. But still, set those boundaries, love on yourself exclusively, unapologetically, and let motherfuckers know that they can't walk all over you. They can't take advantage of you. They can't suck everything out of you and then tell you they don't care if you coming or going. Fuck them. In a most humblest way. Because you deserve more than that. You're better than that. And if you've been through it before, ain't no reason to going back there again. You know? Because you're going to end up the same way. You're going to end up feeling the same way. You're going to end up depressed again. You're going to end up suicidal again. You're going to end up, you know, fucking on anything again. All because you're in that broken space. Feel it, heal it, move on. That part. So again, you already know, it's your girl Lady Lou. Poverty Talk Podcast. Music over poverty, because music saves lives, music takes lives. As I said, follow me on IG at LadyLou_duh. Follow my business at Bedroom Bundles LLC on IG and on Twitter. The website will be launched soon. The business will be launched this spring. I appreciate you guys. Peace, love, and light. Holla.